Everything I read will be directly from Ms. Caggiano. First, I would like to emphasize that it is an honor and that I received with great satisfaction the invitation to participate in this important conference, which has as its subject religious freedom. It is a very special, complex, and largely polemic theme of this century. Indeed, I must congratulate the promoter, the well-known Brigham Young University, for the initiative, and also the International Center for Law and Religion Studies of this university, and its director, Professor W. Cole Durham, Jr. My subject is the constitutional and legal treatment of religious freedom in democratic regimes, and how the law, doctrine, and jurisprudence advance to be able to assure protection to this fundamental right, specifically in Brazil, my country, which is a place where all the religions live together in harmony, where in fact we are in the presence of a real religious syncretism. So I would like to share with you some problems, characteristics, and moments in the evolution of Brazilian experiences in this field. It is true that Brazilian constitutional history began with an official religion, the Roman Catholic Apostolic Church. And as the constitutional document provided, in that period, there was only a limited tolerance for other religions. The establishment of other churches was not permitted, nor the celebration of other kinds of cults and faiths. There was admitted the freedom of conscience and belief. However, the freedom to act remained prohibited for the other religious faiths. When the first Republican Constitution was promulgated in 1891, the new text recognized a separate status between church and state. Therefore, from 1891 and on, laicism was adopted by the Brazilian constitutional legal system, with only one rupture that occurred under the constitution passed in 1937. It is important to recognize, however, that our society has always regarded as absolutely normal all forms of worship of God, and to revering God in many and different ways was common and possible, since those acts do not produce any damage to the society, nor present themselves as inimical to peace, good order, and morals of Brazilian people. In Brazil, indeed, for a long time, we have been used to respecting the religion that another citizen professes. But my presence here today requires a study. She's not present, but my presence in her behalf requires a study, if possible, a worthwhile contribution to the understanding of how religious freedom is regulated in Brazil under the Constitution passed in 1988, offering a framework. The Constitution of the Brazilian Federal Republic passed on the 5th of October, 1988, so we have a young constitution, only 20 years old, embraces a famous catalog of positive fundamental rights and must be respected by the legislature, by the judge, and by the executive authorities. Article 5 provides that the freedom of conscience and faith is inviolable, the free exercise of religious cults is assured, and the protection of cult places and their liturgies is also guaranteed. In addition, illustrative of the rights-securing system embraced by our Constitution, clauses 16, 17, and 18 of the same Article 5 guarantee the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to create churches. Further, Article 19, Clause 1, is designed to forbid the Union, the federal states, and the municipalities to establish religion or a special church, or to give them money, or to create difficulties for their activities and cults, or even to maintain relationships or alliances with them, except as may be necessary for the convenience or welfare of the entire community. Indeed, this constitutional norm expresses the principle that declares Brazil a laic state. It contains the prohibition on alliances or preferences respecting religion, sects, and cults, but leaves a possibility for collaboration. This framework of the Brazilian constitutional norms that present themselves as provisions that guarantee rights for religious freedom. This problem, however, is not resolved only by the Constitution. We also have two special federal laws dealing with the theme. In fact, the law number 6.923 enacted in 1981 provided that the armed forces were obliged to maintain a religious assistance service. And the law number 9.982 enacted in the year 2000 required the authorities to promote religious attendance in public and private hospitals and in the prisons. As we are a federal state, there are also laws enacted by the states. The problems that today are claiming for more attention raise questions such as public financial aid to religious sects, tax benefits for churches, the possibility to introduce religious studies in public schools, the possibility open to churches to own television and radio channels, and questions involving conscientious objections. Let's examine the position of our courts on one of these issues. One case concerned a public entrance exam and the right to attend an exam according to the dictates of one's religious faith on a different date and a different hour. The court stated that the freedom of faith assured by the federal constitution must be observed by the public powers as much as possible. This kind of freedom contains the guarantee of being faithful to the habits of the religious cults. However, the final judgment determined that all candidates must attend the test on the same day because any different treatment offered to one candidate would reflect a prohibited discrimination. The court therefore proclaimed the denial of a special privilege did not offend the constitutional provision. The freedom of religion seems to be an important topic for the legislators, too. And so, in the Brazilian Congress, there are many bills proposing a different and, as the proposals proclaim, a better and more favorable treatment for the religious acts and behavior of those who attend the cults. For example, there is a bill which intends to regulate Article 5 to secure, in order to forbid the occurrence of university entrance tests on Friday at 6 p.m. until Saturday the same hour. In this way, the bill seeks to introduce a different rule for the control of class attendance and exams of students that cannot attend classes at school on days that their religion observes as days for prayer and worship. We have to admit that if it is true that in Brazil, the climate of religious synchronism and laicism is the rule, and it is also true that problems related to the freedom of religion do exist. But they are marginal, bordering the fundamental right of religious freedom. And the problems are related to the exercise of this right when its exercise could be seen as contrary to the law or harmful to society.